Zephaniah chapter 2. Rally yourselves together and gather, unashamed nation, before the decree takes effect, and that day passes like the chaff, before the fierce anger of Yahweh's wrath comes upon you, before the day of Yahweh's wrath comes upon you. Seek Yahweh, all you humble people on earth who obey his ordinances. Seek righteousness, seek humility, and perhaps you will be protected in the day of Yahweh's wrath. For Gaza will be abandoned, and Ashkelon will turn into a devastation. They will drive out Ashdod at noon, and they will uproot Ekron. Woe to the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Kerethites! Yahweh has spoken against you, Canaan, land of the Philistines. I will destroy you until no inhabitants remain. So the seacoast will become pastures for shepherds and for sheep pens. The coastal region will belong to the remnant of the house of Judah, who will shepherd their flocks there. Their people will lie down in the evening in the houses of Ashkelon, for Yahweh their God will care for them and reverse their captivity. I have heard the taunts of Moab and the insults of the people of Ammon when they taunted my people and violated their borders. Therefore, as I live, this is the declaration of Yahweh of hosts, God of Israel. Moab will become like Sodom, and the people of Ammon like Gomorrah, a place of nettles and a salt pit, deserted forever. But the remnant of my people will plunder them, and the remainder of my nation will take possession of them. This will happen to Moab and Ammon because of their pride, since they taunted and became arrogant against the people of Yahweh of hosts. Then Yahweh will be terrifying to them, for he will destroy all the gods of the earth. Everyone will bow down to him, each from his own place, from the coastlands of all nations. You Cushites also will be pierced by my sword, and God's hand will attack the north and destroy Assyria, so that Nineveh will become an abandoned devastation, as dry as the desert. Then herds will lie down there, every animal of the nations, both the desert owl and the screech owl will rest in the top of her columns. A call will sing out from the windows. Rubble will be in the doorways. Her carved cedar beams will be exposed. This is the joyful city that lived without fear, that said in her heart, "I am, and nothing is my equal." How she has become a horror, a place for beasts to lie down in. Everyone that passes by her will hiss and shake his fist at her.